Introduction. My father made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Luca held a gun to his head and my father told him that if he didn't agree to let Johnny go, Luca would blow his brains out. So Michael, youngest son of Don Vito Corleone, introduces his girlfriend Kay to his father's business practice. His father is a gangster, a very important gangster. He is the godfather of one of the most powerful and richest families in New York. His business is fear and murder. Michael, an innocent college boy, doesn't want anything to do with his father. He's different from the others in his family. All he wants is a quiet, peaceful, honest life with Kay. But this isn't as easy as he thinks. Things happen, and Michael begins to change. He slowly realizes that, at heart, he's a Corleone too. And, if he must, he can be as deadly as the rest. Mario Puzo was born in New York in 1920. He has written many books, but The Godfather, which he wrote in 1969, is his most famous. In 1972, it was made into a film by Francis Ford Coppola. Marlon Brando won an Oscar for his performance as Don Vito Corleone. Coppola and Puzo won an Oscar for the best writing of a film this year. Coppola, born in 1939, was one of Hollywood's most important filmmakers in the 1970s, as well as The Godfather and The Godfather II. 1974, he made Apocalypse Now, 1979. Also starring Marlon Brando. His films during the 1980s were not so popular, but more recently, he has made two successful films, The Godfather 3, 1990, and Bram Stoker's Dracula, 1992. Mario Puzo has written several films as well as books. His best-known films are Superman, 1978, and Superman 2, 1980.